When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eddie may have had food poisoning more times in 1 year than Reader's had in his whole life.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
I'm starting to really embrace the fact that I'm wearing, I forget what this is called.
A sweater?
Not necessarily a sweater.
Is that a cardigan?
Yes. It's 5 a.m.
Okay.
I'm enjoying wearing that thing all the time. I'm realizing now is I wear my cardigan an insane amount of times now. And I'm not even cold.
Yeah.
It's just comfy.
Well, that's the thing. We all find those things that are just almost like our security blanket. Like yeah. Linus in Peanuts cartoons. He's always got his blanket. It's just that one thing that we always throw on and it just, oh yeah.
Right?
Everything is good when we're wearing it.
It's so nice. It makes me feel nice. It's comfy. It's warm. It's a fashion accessory at the same time. Yeah. I was never really a sweater dude, but I was just, every now and then I get a little chilly, so I keep it on and then I just never take it off because it's not warm enough to the point where I'm bothered by it, you know?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, ah, it's so hot. I got to take my sweater off.
Usually it's bunny hugs.
Yes.
Where I'll throw one on and, yeah, I can just kick back, relax. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
When it comes to exercise,
Eddie lifts the weights, Reader goes running.
It's all about balance.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader. And apparently, you can get yourself emotional support alligators.
Yeah, because what could possibly go wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong. It's not going to bite you. You know,
he's
never hurt anyone. But yeah, apparently a man in Pennsylvania has his doctor endorsed his alligator named Wally to be an emotional support alligator.
Yeah, this is the guy who tried to take his gator with him to a ball game there a few months ago.
Yeah, and he got denied.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, apparently his emotional support alligator is missing.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
This guy went on vacation down in Georgia, and he figures that somebody stole Wally the alligator from the enclosure it was in just at the end of April.
Yep, and he still doesn't know where he is. I decided to take a look at his TikTok page, and his most recent videos from 2 days ago, talking about how Wally is still missing, and apparently he can't even pick it up if he does find it, because I guess it's illegal in Georgia to have a pet alligator, which makes sense. You know,
yeah,
it's an alligator. But there's photos of this dude like hugging him.
Mm-hmm.
He's hugging his alligator and it's not done anything to him.
No, but I figure, you know what? It's a matter of time.
Oh, yeah.
Before a gator is going to go gator. And yeah, you can get comfortable around it all you want. But I would think that at some point it's by its very nature going to snap.
I was gonna say it's like somebody who has a really rowdy kid but they don't know and they're like, oh yeah, my son is the sweetest boy ever. He never hurts anybody. And then behind the scenes he starts attacking and bullying other kids in school. Or it's like somebody that has a dog and they're like, oh yeah, this dog is super friendly, yeah. But it's not.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I am all for emotional support animals.
Yeah.
Within reason.
not one that can, you know, like, chomp your hand off in one swift bite.
Or, like, taking it out to a ball game. We're trying to take it out. Like, oh, yeah, you're in a stadium full of 20, 30,000 people, and everyone's, oh, look at the gator. And kids will be, you know, curious about it. And, like,
but it's on a leash.
Yeah,
it's safe.
It's fine.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
By the way, if you like any song that we play here on Fox FM, you can always sign up for Alert Me, powered by Gullen Castle, Clear Lake, Manitoba. Newest cottage rentals now open.
Yes, indeed. It's so simple to do. All you got to do, visit our website, foxfmonline.ca, or open up the completely free Fox FM app, and you can sign up for Alert Me right there. You never have to miss your favorite artists or your favorite songs.
No, just click that little bell button, and that's really it. Do with as many songs as you'd like, and we'll always let you know a few minutes before they play, so you can tune in or just turn up that volume.
When it comes to auto repairs, Eddie's mechanically inclined. Reader?
Not so much. He prefers to leave it to the professionals. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Today begins day one of the Health Foundation's Learn to Run Clinic.
That's right. Coming up 5:45 this afternoon at the Yorkton Regional High School parking lot. Hopefully the rain holds off. We're getting a little bit of rain right now this morning. Hopefully we don't see any while we're out there getting moving for the first session here this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's cool because this happens every Tuesday and Thursday starting today. It's the same time, 5:45 at the Yorkton Regional parking lot.
Yes, indeed. If you can't make it today, you can still come out and take part. You know, you can get involved even after the first sessions get going. There's no cost to take the Learn to Run, but if you're going to take part in the charity road race coming up Sunday, August 18th, you can pay at the clinics.
Yeah, which is really cool. And so this is basically free training for that run.
Yeah.
And you can do 5K. You can also do 10K training as well.
That's right. And it's great if you've never been a runner before and you're just wanting to get into it. This is a great place to start. You know, we start kind of slower, we ramp things up and over time, and as we get ready to run the road race. So it's a great starting point, and you'll learn about things like, you know, proper footwear and hydration and stretching and proper clothing for running, things like that that you'll get tips on as well, not just the running itself.
Absolutely. And you've been a part of this in the past, so you know what it's all about.
For sure.
Are you doing a 5K Learn to Run?
I'm doing the 5K.
10K is pretty difficult, man.
I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm more worried making sure I can do the 5K first before I ever think about doing the 10.
Well, hopefully the conditions turn out to be really good for this evening, and we encourage you to join along, maybe team up with Reader and have some fun. It's going to be great. And yeah, this is going all the way into the road race, which is August 18th.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Eddie used to live in Whitehorse. Reader once rode a Whitehorse.
This team was meant to be.
Fox FM.
Montreal-born actor William Shatner says he wants to go back to Star Trek.
Yeah.
He's 93, by the way.
He said if there was a genuine reason for Captain Kirk to appear in the next movie, not just to make a cameo, but to have a legitimate reason story-wise for it to be there, he'd be up for it. Back in 94, Star Trek Generations, Captain Kirk was killed off.
I was the next generation Star Trek, so I was Captain Picard, so I didn't know much about Kirk.
I was always more of a next generation of Picard well. Yeah.
So I wasn't too familiar. I had, spoiler alert, thanks for letting me know, Kirk's dead. But anyway.
Yeah, sorry. The movie came out 30 years ago. If you haven't seen it by now, that's a you problem.
But that's the thing. He says that like it's almost impossible for them to do something like this, but he says he would consider it if it's a possibility. And he says, you know, that there is technology that can de-age you.
Yeah, apparently he signed on to be a spokesperson for a company that does de-aging technology. He said it can make you look 10, 20, 30, 50 years younger than you are, which is cool. I know they've been doing that in several different movies.
Yep.
But the one thing I wonder, and I was reading, this was an issue that came up with The Irishman that had Robert De Niro in it, in which they de-aged him. There was one part where he's beating the heck out of a guy, you know. But the problem is, he may look younger. They could de-age him, you know, physically to make him look younger. But
he still moves.
He still moves like, you know, Robert De Niro in 2024. So, like, William Shatner would be moving like 93-year-old William Shatner, even though he may look like 53-year-old William Shatner.
Oh, my God. I never really considered that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But now I'm just thinking Captain Kirk who moves like he's in his 90s, but he looks like he's in his 30s or something like that.
Yeah, it might be hard to do those action scenes.
Yeah, but this is, by the way, he was talking about this all in light of his new documentary called You Can Call Me Bill, which is out all over digital and for streaming as well, which looks back at his work from Star Trek to TV series, Boston Legal, TJ Hooker.
And don't forget Rescue 911.
Earlier in the morning, like around midnight, Furukawa, who's the president of Nintendo, posted a tweet saying that they're making an announcement about the successor of the Nintendo Switch, and that will be happening sometime within this fiscal year. So the Nintendo Switch 2 rumors are finally going to come out, and they will be revealed on what it is. Yeah.
I've seen other people play the Switch. I've never played it myself.
I just got one in February. I mentioned this before. My girlfriend gifted me a Switch for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
It was the coolest thing ever. I love my girlfriend. It's fantastic. And I've been playing it since. I only really play a couple of games. I play Fortnite with my friends. But I also play Super Smash Bros. And that was the reason why I got this. My girlfriend got me the Switch, because I've been obsessed with that game. So I still have a couple of years left to play until the new successor comes out. Even then, I would probably wait until maybe price drops come before I look into getting one of that.
I really never had a portable video game console at all. I used to have an old baseball game years and years ago, but it. It wasn't like you could pop in a cartridge.
Happy Meals?
Yeah, just about. But I used to love it when I'd hang out with friends who had a Game Boy. I'd get to play on that, play Tetris or whatever it might be. But I never had one of my own.
I'm looking back at it right now. I am a portable gamer. I have my Game Boy Advance, which still works, by the way. I have my Nintendo 3DS, which still works, by the way. And now I have my Nintendo Switch. I mostly use the Switch. You can hook it up to your TV, right?
Yeah.
So I play it that way. But I can take it with me anywhere I go. I'm realizing now, it's just, I have a bunch of portable video games.
You'll never be bored.
It's true. I can travel with it. It's actually really convenient. So I am excited to see what the Switch 2 is going to be, because somebody who plays video games every now and then to kill some time, it's nice.
I bet there'll be a Mario game for it.
Oh my God. A Nintendo game.
What a reach.
When Eddie Q misses his alarm, his backup alarm never fails.
A phone call from Reader. Hey, where the heck are you?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
One of the weirdest news stories in a while. Some guy got caught at an airport by TSA smuggling snakes in his pants.
Yeah, this was down in Miami. Apparently, officers at Miami International Airport found a little bag of snakes hidden in a passenger's pants back on April 26th at a security checkpoint.
I can imagine the TSA agents are like, are those snakes in your pants, or are you just excited to see me? And it's actually...
And how do you answer that question? Well...
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, why snakes? Why try to sneak snakes on a plane?
I don't know if they were trying to sneak them as pets for themselves, or maybe they were trying to move them to sell them to somebody. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe they're super exotic. They're like tiny little white snakes.
Yeah, and they have kind of a wide head. I see no description of just what the snakes actually are, like what the snakes are.
But very, very strange. I'm just like, this dude's just trying to be in his own movie. Dude's trying to be snakes on a plane.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Oh my goodness.
Reader says Scrabble is the greatest game ever.
Disagree? They'll tell you why you're WRONG.
Boom.
Just a quick reminder on Fox FM that every weekday at 8:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. is the Fly Me to the Stones cue to text, where you have to text in the correct trivia to go to win it, to have a chance to see the Stones live in Vancouver July 5th.
Oh, how amazing would that be to win that? Of course, yeah, your tickets, your flights, your accommodations would all be covered, and you can go see Mick Keith and the gang tear it up on stage.
Absolutely. So make sure to be listening. Just after your 8:20 news will be the trivia question to text in.
The Fly Me to the Stones text line is now open. You have 10 minutes to text the answer to the following trivia question to 306-783-3699 for the chance to win tickets, flights, and accommodations for the Rolling Stones show in Vancouver.
Which Rolling Stones song contains these lyrics? Am I hard enough? Am I rough enough? Am I rich enough?
Fly Me to the Stones, powered by Legacy Co-op, Langenberg Motors, and Cooler Group.
A reminder that tomorrow is McHappy Day all across Canada.
Yes, indeed. Of course, money being raised in support of Ronald McDonald House, Ronald McDonald Children Charities right across Canada.
Absolutely. And actually, they are celebrating their 30th McHappy Day. So, yeah, they've been running this for quite a while now. All proportion of proceeds from all food and beverage menu items will go to those Ronald McDonald houses and children's charities. But if you can't make it to a McDonald's, you can always donate by visiting rmhc.ca. You can make a donation online.
That's right. And if you're looking to go out for something to eat, tomorrow's a great day to do it.
FM's Eddie Q loves going to the gym.
He doesn't look it, but he swears he goes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
What a time it is for football season.
That's right. Of course, the Riders just picked a number of players, signed a number of their draft picks. The draft was held on April 30th, and now they're getting ready to kick off training camp at the University of Saskatchewan campus. Get things going tomorrow at Griffith Stadium with rookie camp. That'll run from tomorrow through Friday. And then main camp kicks off on Sunday.
Yeah, and then very shortly, actually, the first preseason game will be at Mosaic Stadium. Monday, May 20th.
Yes, the holiday Monday.
Yeah, right against Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So that'll be a fun game to watch.
The arch rivals. And then, of course, their home opener, regular season opener, will be on June 23rd when they play host to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Riders on the road for the first two games of the season, including week two in Hamilton. Then they'll complete that home and home for the home opener on the 23rd of June. But it's going to be a great time to get football running. And don't forget, single game tickets are on sale right now.
Yeah, go to Riderville.com to grab your tickets and check out games. Again, the first preseason game, less than 2 weeks away already.
Yeah.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
And remember, if you go to our website, foxfmonline.ca, and on the app, there's Fox FM's Furry Friends, in which we have teamed up with local animal shelters for, you know, cats and dogs that might need a forever home or even to be fostered until they find a temporary home. And there's two that I want to highlight. Two kitties named after the Super Mario Bros. Universe, Koopa and Goomba. Yeah, they were both born around March of this year, and they both have their first set of vaccinations. Both of them are female kitties. Now, Goomba, she's got like black and white spots. She's very playful and adventurous. She does well with kids, and she's currently fostered with a dog and other cats. On top of that, Koopa is more tiny. She's more of a gray cat. She's on the timid side, but very friendly and playful, and also has like a spotted belly with a little bit of orange in her fur as well. Also fostered with a dog and other cats. If you want to adopt either or both, you can contact Paws and Claws Animal Rescue in Yorkton. If you want to see what they look like, again, go to the Furry Friends page on our website.
Want to join in on Eddie Q and Reader's conversation? Call or text him at 306-783-3699.